You are listening to Parenting from Zero to Adulthood, a 31-day devotional. This is Rick Thomas, and this is day two. The name of this devotion is Quality Parenting Comes from Good Marriages. The text, 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 1. Paul said, "Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ." The Bible is not a parenting book, which is why it gives so little parenting advice. The Bible is a relationship book. Rather than providing you with parenting tips, it provides you with a plethora of information about how to have great relationships within any community construct, whether it's your marriage, your family, your church, a business, with your friends or your neighbors. And if you want your child to learn how to live in and enjoy wonderful relationships, your primary goal must be to show them the one who perfected relational living. You want them to be Christ-like. Every Christian parent wants their child to be an authentic and maturing representation of Jesus Christ, which leads to an important question. What is the most effective way to teach your child how to be like Jesus? The answer, you export your life to them. You must become a living, breathing, walking example of what you want your child to become. Parents should not be parenting as much as they should be exporting their marriage relationship to their children. Truthfully, parents are exporting their marriage relationship to their children because there is no other option. And so the real question is, what is your marriage teaching your child about relationships? Children spend nearly 20 years soaking in the lives of their parents while making determinations all along the way as to whether they want to emulate what they are absorbing. Living in a relationship, well, that's why the most effective parenting is not how to parent better, but how to relate well with your spouse. Every spouse can display before their children how to effectively live with another sinner, and no sinner is closer to you than your spouse. The powerful impact of a stable marriage becomes your most effective training tool. Your children will observe you doing the very thing you want them to do as they create their future community constructs. More than likely, they probably will become married. Give them a beautiful Christ-like template now of what it means to be married, to live like Christ, to be in harmony with another person. Your marriage is a visual expression of what it means to love God and someone else supremely. That's Matthew 22, 36 through 40. If you do not do this well, you will sabotage your parenting efforts. If you have not been a good model of what it means to relate well with another person specifically, you have not lived biblically well with your spouse, today is the day for you to change. Now, ideally, it is best for both spouses to repent mutually, but that is rarely the case. Usually, one spouse becomes more aware of the negative effect of their marriage on the children long before the other spouse does. If you're the only one willing to live an authentic Christian life before your children, I appeal to you to do it. You must actively, daily, and practically live out what you want everyone, including your spouse, everybody in your home to be. Give your child a good picture that will be different from any poor pictures in your home. Give them another option from which to choose. Ask the Father to give you the grace and the boldness to give your children that portrait. I had two parents who did not love the Lord, but one of them was not as bad as the other. I chose to follow the one who was a better example. In a perfect world, both parents realize their imperfect exportation of Christ to their children, which has led to a confused and frustrating picture for their kids to emulate. This kind of parental failure motivates humble and broken parents to fix the marriage, but as you know, we do not live in a perfect world. It's time for you to parent. Question number one, what have you taught your children about how to relate well with another sinner, specifically your spouse? And then question number two, if you have not done a good job emulating Christ to your children, what will you do to change today? Identify that thing and isolate it and bring it before the Lord and ask Him to enable you to change, regardless of what your spouse does. This is Parenting from Zero to Adulthood, a 31-day devotional. This is Rick Thomas, and you are listening to Day 2. The name of this devotional is Quality Parenting Comes from Good Marriages.